طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 6. Session number 6. Reading from Medina Book 1, Lessons in Arabic Language, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Reading Comprehension Course. Today, بإذن الله تعالى, we intend to take two lessons, that is lesson number 10 and lesson number 11. So, from the homework assignments for this week, we had to review the vocabulary for lesson number 10 and review on page 27, to review the Arabic text on pages 54, 55, and 56. And also to review the Arabic text for lesson number 11 on page 61. In the Arabic text, what is intended is to review, to identify, and to find the definitions for any words that we are not familiar with, and then to examine the text for any new grammatical points, especially, and any old grammatical points that we had in previous lessons. So, this session, as we have done in the past, is going to be composed of four parts. The first part is going to be vocabulary review, which we're going to review the vocabulary from this lesson. And because there's only a few words in the vocabulary for this lesson, inshallah, we're going to go back a little bit to some of the earlier lessons, lessons 4 and 5, and look at a few words of the vocabulary from those lessons, just to make a complete exercise for the vocabulary review, so that we have enough words to do a complete exercise. The second part is going to be reading and translation of the selected texts for each of the lessons 10 and 11. And primarily we're going to be looking at, as we mentioned already, identifying new vocabulary words and analyzing the grammatical points or relationships between words, such as the relationship between mubtada and khabar, the relationship between the harf jar and the ism majrur, preposition and its object, the relationship between the mudhaf and mudhaf ilayhi, the na'at and the man'ut, and so on. The third part of the lesson today is going to be listening skills exercises, and then the last part is going to be dictation skills exercise. So that's how we have normally been doing it each week, and inshallah that's what we're going to follow for today. The only difference today is that in the vocabulary review, we're going to actually take a few words that's not from today's lesson, number 10. There are no new vocabulary words basically in number 11, lesson 11. So we only have like 5 or 6 words. So for that reason, inshallah, we're going to add a few words that we had previously in early lessons, lesson 4 and 5. And those are lessons that we should have reviewed several times by now. And hopefully we are familiar with the words from the earlier lessons. And by the way, we should always be reviewing our vocabulary and grammar from the beginning of the book. Constantly, weekly, we should be going through a review of what we covered in the past, so that as time goes on, we don't actually forget what we've taken previously. Okay, so so that we don't use up any more of our time with this discussion, let's get right into the first part of the lesson, that is the vocabulary review. And as I said, we're going to be taking the vocabulary from lesson 10. There's no new vocabulary really in lesson 11, or nothing of significance. And we're going to add to it some vocabulary words from lesson 4 and from lesson 5. In any case, this is just a review, and it's going to be an oral translation from Arabic to English, and from English to Arabic. Okay, so all you have to do is listen to the word, I'll repeat it twice, and orally translate. Okay, if you want to write from 1 through 10 or something like this on a pad, on a sheet of paper, so you can check the ones you got correctly and put an X for the ones that you missed, so that at the end of this exercise, the oral translation, vocabulary review, at the end of the exercise, you know how many, how well you did, inshallah. Hopefully you'll get all of the words, or if not, then at least most of them. Okay, so let's get right into this first part of the lesson. We're going to start with the vocabulary from lesson number 10. We're going to start with the vocabulary from lesson number 10. So, I'm going to give you the Arabic word. I want you to give me English. The first word, az-zamilu. Az-zamilu. Its meaning in English is colleague or classmate. Any colleague meaning someone that you work with on the job. And classmate, someone that you study with at school. The second word, az-zawju. Az-zawju. The meaning in English is husband. And as well, it could also mean wife. And az-zawj has both meanings. It means, technically, it means a spouse, the spouse. It could be a husband or wife, though in general, az-zawj is used for the husband, and az-zawja with ta marbuta is used for wife. The third word, at-tiflu with ta, at-tiflu. In English, it means child or infant. The next word, al-fata. Al-fata. Ending with alif maksura. Yani fa, ta, fata, alif maksura. Al-fata in English means the young man. The next word, wahidun. With ha, as in hamid. Wahidun. Means one. And we'll see in this lesson the feminine form of wahidun. Wahidatun, ending with ta marbuta. There's one other word that didn't come in the vocabulary for this lesson, but it came in the English key that we're going to see in this lesson, and that is the dharf al-makan, the adverb of place, ma'a. Ma'a. Mim fatta, ayn fatta, its meaning in English, with. With. Okay, now let's take a few words from lesson 4 and lesson 5. These words I'm going to give you English, and I want you to give me the Arabic meanings, okay? From lesson 4, the first word, classroom. Classroom. In Arabic, al-faslu. Al-faslu. Fa, sad, lam. The next word, the bathroom or toilet. Toilet. T-O-I-L-E-T. In Arabic, al-mirhadu. Al-mirhadu. Mim, ra, ha, alif, dad. The next word, room. Yani a room in your house. R-O-O-M. In Arabic, room. Or the room. Al-gurfatu. The next word, kitchen. Kitchen. K-E-T-C-H-E-N. The kitchen where you cook food. In Arabic, al-matbakhu. Al-matbakhu. Yani mim ta ba kha. The next word, automobile or car that you drive. Automobile or car. C-A-R. In Arabic, as-sayyaratu. As-sayyaratu. With shadda on the scene because it's a sandara, and shadda on the ya as a part of that word. The next word, girl or daughter. Yani a girl or daughter. The opposite of son. In Arabic, al-bintu. Al-bintu. The next word, doctor. Doctor. Yani in the hospital, the doctor or physician. In Arabic, al-tabibu. Al-tabibu. The next word, closed. Yani the door is closed or shut or locked. Closed. In Arabic, مغلقٌ. مغلقٌ. ميم غين لام قاف. Okay, so here we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words from lesson 10 and 8 words from lesson 4 and 5, making a total of 14 words. So inshallah, if somebody get all 14, mashallah, barakallah fikum. And if you got less than that, hopefully you got most of them right. Okay, so this first exercise is yani, to let us see, to measure where we are in terms of our vocabulary skills, yani how much of the vocabulary we have retained. So I hope that we are reviewing vocabulary. It's very, very important in order for you to comprehend anything that you read or anything that you hear. You must, yani, have a grasp of the Arabic vocabulary. So please study your vocabulary, review as much as possible, and yani, during the reading comprehension exercises, as we're reading through the text, you'll see the importance of the vocabulary. And if you know most of the vocabulary words, for the most part, you'll be able to understand much of what you read or what you hear. Except that, of course, the other side of it is that you have to also understand the grammar. Okay, so the second part of this lesson is going to be the reading and translation of the selected text. The selected text that we have for lesson 10 is on page 54, 55, and two lines on the top of page 56. Before we read that, I just want to review quickly. This lesson number 10 contains a number of grammatical points. Okay, so I want to quickly just review those grammatical points with you. Hopefully you have read through them for homework and you're already familiar with them. I just want to summarize them quickly. There are like 9 points in the English key for lesson number 10. The first point is dealing with dhamair al-jar. Dhamair al-jar. Yani the dhamirs that are in the position where they should be, majroor. Why are they dhamair al-jar? Because these are, yani, they're also known as dhamair al-muttasila, the connected pronouns. But these connected pronouns are showing possession, possessive pronouns. Okay, they're connected to the end of a word to show possession. But being connected to the end of the word, as in kitabuka, kitabuhu, kitabuha, kitabi, then these pronouns are mudaf ilayhi. They are mudaf ilayhi. They are connected in an idafa construction. Kitabuka. Kitabu is the mudaf, and ka is the mudaf ilayhi. Therefore, the pronoun, even though it's mabniyun, nonetheless, as the mudaf ilayhi, it's in the place where it should be majroor. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. So it's in the place where it should be majroor. Okay, so this is why we are calling them dhamair al-jar. They're also known as yani dhamair muttasila, the pronouns that are connected, because they are not separate pronouns like the personal pronouns, anta and huwa and hiya and ana. They are not separate, rather they are connected. So they are also called muttasila, connected pronouns. Okay, so this is the first thing that we have in this lesson. The second thing is an introduction to Al-Asma Al-Khamsa, the 5 special nouns in the Arabic language. We're introduced to 2 of them here, Akhun and Abun. And what is special about these 5 words in the Arabic language is that whenever they are in Idhafa, they have to be in Idhafa, otherwise they are normal words, but when they are in Idhafa, then they take an extra letter, yani, wow. In this lesson we'll see it as wow. In future lessons, we may see it also as ya or aleph. It takes an extra letter, yani, and that extra letter, the waw or the ya or the aleph, is the sign of its i'rab. So in normal words, yani, the sign of a word being marfu'un is dhamma, but in these words, you're going to see a waw after that dhamma, and the waw is the sign that it is marfu'un or nominative. And in the future, we'll see that if it's majroor, instead of the sign of it being majroor being kasra, it's going to be what elongates the kasra, that is ya. And we'll also see in the future that if the word is mansub, instead of the sign of it being mansub being fatha, it's going to be what elongates the fatha, that is alif. So this type of word, when it is an idafa, and this is only when it's an idafa. When it's an idafa, if it's marfoon, it's going to take an extra waw. If it's majroor, it's going to take an extra ya. And if it is mansub, it's going to take an extra alif. So instead of saying, yani your brother akh, akhuka, you say akhuka. Instead of abuka, abuka. And the same thing with any other pronoun or clear noun that it is connected to. It's going to take that extra letter. The third thing in this lesson, quickly, that we dealt with is the word inda, which we had previously in lesson 9. In the previous lesson, it comes in the English key on page 23 to lesson 9. The word inda, we had it previously meaning to be with. Yani عند المدير. المدرس عند المدير. Here we have it coming with another meaning, and that is, yani the meaning of to have something. عندك قلم. Do you have a pen? عندك كتاب. Do you have a book? Okay, so عند may have one of these two meanings. عند may mean to be with someone in their special place, or it may mean to have something. The next word that we had is لي, the preposition لي. We had that previously in lesson 6 in the English key on page 15, point number 3. We had لي as a preposition, meaning belonging to. In this lesson, we are informed that this preposition li, lam with kasra, when it's connected to pronouns like ka and ki and hu and ha, it changes from kasra to fatha. So you don't say lika, you say laka, lahu, laha, except with the first person singular pronoun, ya al mutakallim, it remains kasra as li, I have something. Okay, the fifth point that we had in this lesson is continuation of the congregation of the past tense verb. Yani previously we had ذهبَ. In this lesson we have ذهبتَ. Yani أنت ذهبتَ, second person masculine singular. And ذهبتُ. Yani أنا ذهبتُ, first person singular. Okay, so these two forms of the past tense verb are given in this lesson. The next point we had is that masculine proper nouns that end with تا مربوطة, like حمزةُ, أسامةُ, معاويةُ, are ممنوع من الصرف. Yani they are diptotes and they don't take tanween. The next thing that we had in this lesson was the ظرف المكان, the adverb of place, مع, which means with. And the difference between مع and عند, which we had in lesson 9, عند means with, and مع means with, the difference between them is that if you say عند المدير, it means that someone is with the مدير in his special place, like in his office. But if you say مع مدير, it doesn't have this restriction. It may mean to be with him anywhere. The eighth point that we had is the preposition be, ba with kasra, which means at or in. And just like the other prepositions that we had in lesson 4, fi, wa ala, wa min, wa ila, and li that we had previously as well in lesson 6, just like all of these prepositions, the rule for be is that the noun that follows it, the object of the preposition, becomes majroor, and the primary sign of it being majroor is kasra. The last point that we had in this lesson is ma and nafia. Ma and nafia, the ma of negation, nafi. And this ma is different than what the ma that we had in lesson 1, ma al-istifhamiya, when you're asking a question, ma hadha, what is this? This ma is negation, such as if you want to say, I don't have a car. Yani عندي سيارة, I have a car. ما عندي سيارة, I do not have a car. Okay, so this is what we covered. These are the points that are covered in this particular lesson, new grammatical points. And also, let me just make a note that the use of عند and لي, yani we said that عند has a new meaning, as we see in this lesson, that is to have something, and لي also means to have something. The difference between them is that عند is generally used for غير عاقل, for things like عندي كتاب, عندي ساعة, عندي دراجة, I have a thing, an object. And لي is used for people. لي أخت, I have a sister. لي أم, I have a mother. You don't say عندي أم, you say لي for people, and you say عند for things. Okay, so this is what we wanted to review quickly before we go into the reading of the selected text for today. Okay, so the points that we covered, yani the new grammatical points in this lesson, are the possessive pronouns or the connected pronouns, yani the singular forms, we had who and ha and ka and e, And these are the same pronouns that we had in personal pronouns in lesson 4, when we had huwa and hiya, and anta and ana. So these correspond to those pronouns from lesson 4. Also in this lesson we have inda, and the difference between inda and ma'a. In this lesson we had yani li, to have, to own, to have something when it's connected to a pronoun. The kasra changes to fatta, laka, lahu, laha. And we had the past tense conjugation of the verb dhahaba, dhahabta, and dhahabtu, and the special i'rab for akh and ab, and that masculine proper nouns, when they end with termabuta, are yani mamnu min asarf, they don't take tanween. Okay, let's go now to the reading of the selected text, starting on page 54 and continuing 55 and the top of 56. All right, so let's read from 54, keeping in mind that we want to identify some of the new words that are new vocabulary words for this lesson. And we also want to yani look at some of the grammar points that are new for this particular lesson, as well as sometimes we may also look at some of the grammar points that we had previously, just yani to refresh our memory on some of these points in case yani in case we don't remember them. Now, okay, so we're going to read from 54, top of the lesson. Yani this is a conversation, hiwar, between two people, Hamid and Muhammad. This is a discussion or conversation between Hamid and Muhammad. This is called a hiwar, a conversation or discussion. Ad-darsu al-ashiru, the 10th lesson. Here, before I actually start reading, let me just remind you that we want to relate the connected pronouns, yani al-dhamair al-muttasila, we want to relate them to the munfasila, unconnected pronouns that we had in lesson 4 that correspond to them. So in this lesson we have hu and ha, which correspond to huwa and hiya, and we had ka, which corresponds to anta, and we had ya al-mutakallam e, which corresponds to ana. So the dhamair munfasila, unconnected pronouns, unattached pronouns, we had in lesson 4 ana, anta, huwa and hiya. Now we have the corresponding connected pronouns, muttasila, yani ya al-mutakallam, ka, hu, and ha. So please kind of yani relate them to one another. Sometimes I might mention the corresponding pronoun just so that we can be reminded. Okay, let's read from the top of the page. Hamid says, men anta. Okay, we should be translating. We should also be recognizing new vocabulary words and new grammatical points. Men anta, meaning, who are you? Anta is from lesson 4. In this lesson we had ka, which is the possessive pronoun that corresponds to anta. Muhammad says, ana talibun bil jamiati. Ana talibun bil jamiati, meaning, I am a student at the university, or in the university. B means in or at. Ana talibun bil jamiati. So here we note the preposition be, which is new for this lesson. It means in or at. And like any other harf jar, it makes the object of the preposition, the noun following it, majroor. Primary sign of it being majroor is kasra. Hamid says, a anta talibun jadidun? A anta talibun jadidun? Meaning, are you a new student? Are you a new student? Here we have Hamzatul Istifham, a, which makes a statement, changes it into a question. And we also have anta, which we saw already in this lesson, and it's not new for this lesson, that's from lesson 4. We also have here talibun jadidun. The relation between these two words is the relation of the na'at and the man'ut, or the sifa and the mawsuf, yani an adjective. Jadidun is an adjective describing talibun, and it has to agree with it in being masculine, mudhakkar, and also in being indefinite, yani nakira, and also in being marfu'un, in case, and in definiteness and indefiniteness and masculinity or femininity. Alright, and also it has to agree with the number, but we didn't cover number so far when we dealt with adjectives in the previous lesson, number 9. Okay, أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Muhammad says, نَعَمْ أَنَا طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Yes, I am a new student. Muhammad says, مِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ. مِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ. يعني مِنْ means from, أَيْنَ means where. It's a question word. Together it means from where. From where are you, or where are you from? مِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ. Muhammad says, أَنَا مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. أَنَا مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. Meaning, I am from الْهِنْد. يعني India. Here we see the relationship between the preposition min and the object of the preposition hind. The object of a preposition becomes majroor, and the primary sign of it being majroor is kasra. Also, in these sentences, we also see yani the mubtada and khabar, right? Because these are nominal sentences. So it has a subject and a predicate. Ana is the mubtada, and min al-hindi, the shibh jumla, yani ja wal majroor, the preposition and its object, together is the khabar. Ana min al-hindi. Hamid says, ما اسمك, يعني ما is ما استفهامية. This ما is the ما that we had in lesson 1, which is asking a question. ما and اسمك, your name. What is your name? يعني if you join them together, you say, without the كسرة from اسمك, ما اسمك, ما اسمك. What is your name? Here we have the كاف, the كاف, the connected pronoun. Damir muttasil, which shows possession. Yani, your name. What is your name? This kaf corresponds to the personal pronoun we had in lesson 4, anta. Masmuka anta. What is your name? Muhammad says, ismi Muhammadun. Ismi Muhammadun. My name is Muhammad. Here we have the connected pronoun. Ya al-mutakallamin. Ismi. That ya is the first person singular possessive pronoun. My name is Muhammad. And this ya corresponds to the personal pronoun we had in lesson 4, ana. Ismi ana, ismi Muhammadun. Hamid says, وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى الَّذِي مَعَكَ. وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى الَّذِي مَعَكَ. And who is this al-fata, this young man? الَّذِي who is مَعَكَ with you. Okay, here we have several things. The first thing I want to point out is the new word, new vocabulary word, الْفَتَى, which means a young man. And also we have here the ظرف المكان مع like أمام and خلف. مع is an adverb of place, and generally the word that follows it is going to be mudhafun ilayhi, majroor, but the word that's connected to it is a pronoun, and pronouns are all mabniyun. So we say, yani ka here is mudhafun ilayhi, yani it's mabniyun, so it's in the place where it should be majroor, fi mahalli jar, fi mahalli jar. And this kaf also is a pronoun, connected pronoun that we had for the first time in this lesson. It corresponds to the personal pronoun anta. Anta. Yani, who is this young man who is ma'aka with you? Ma'aka anta. Also in this sentence, we also have, in this question, we have hada al-fata, a badal construction. The ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. Hadha al-fata. This doesn't mean this is the young man. It means this young man. Who is this young man who is with you? Muhammad answers, huwa zamili. Huwa zamili. He is my colleague or my classmate. Here, since we're talking about school and students, so the translation properly would be, he is my classmate. Huwa zamili. And this word, zamil, is also a new vocabulary word for this lesson. Zamil. It means a classmate or a colleague. And it doesn't have the same meaning as sadiq. Sadiq means a friend. Zamil means a classmate or a colleague. And the classmate or the colleague may not necessarily be a friend, right? That just means that they work together, go to school together. It doesn't mean that they are friends. So don't get mixed up between zamil and صديق. هو زميلي. حامد then asked, أهو أيضا من الهندي؟ Is he also from الهند, from India? محمد says, لا, هو من الياباني. He is from Japan. اليابان. He is from Japan. Here we see the حرف جاء, يعني من, and the object of the preposition اليابان, يعني being مجرور with كسرة. هو من الياباني. Also, the preposition من originally has sukun, but when it's followed by a word that has alif lam, then in order to eliminate the meaning of two second letters, the noon with sukun, and then the lam, the definite article lam with sukun, so we add a vowel to the noon of min, it becomes mi, min, mi, na, min al-yabani. Hamid says, masmuhu, yani, what is his name? And here we have the pronoun hu, which corresponds to the personal pronoun huwa from lesson 4. Masmuhu, what is his name? Muhammad says, ismuhu hamzatu. Ismuhu hamzatu, his name is Hamza. And here we note that Hamza is a masculine proper noun, but because it ends with ta marbuta, it's from the category, it's from one of the categories of words that are mamnu min as-sarf. It's a diptote, it doesn't take tanween. Yani masculine proper nouns like Muhammadun, Mahmudun, yani masculine proper nouns normally take tanween. But if they end with ta marbuta, then they don't take tanween. They become yani mamnu min as-sarf. Ismu Hamza. Hamid, the last line on page 54 says, ما لغتك يا محمد. ما لغتك يا محمد. What is your language, O Muhammad? Here we have ما الاستفهامية that we had from lesson 1 to ask a question, and we have لغة that we have from the previous lesson meaning language, and we have the possessive pronoun كا which corresponds to أنت. ما لغتك أنت يا محمد. And also we have يا النداء, and we have Muhammad as the munada. The munada, yani the word that comes after ya nida, is mabniyan on dhamma. It takes a single dhamma. It loses its tanween. Turning to page 55, ma lugatuka, Muhammad says, lugati al-urdiyatu. Lugati al-urdiyatu. My language is Urdu. And here we have the first person singular possessive pronoun ya al-mutakallim in the word lugati, my language, al-urdu. Hamid says, ahiya lugatun sahalatun, ahiya lugatun sahalatun, is it, yani hiya is referring back to luga, yani referring back to, yani urdu, is it, yani this language urdu, is it an easy language, ahiya, yani al-urdiyatu, ahiya lugatun sahalatun, is it an easy language? Here we have yani a not and man'ut, yani lugatun is the man'ut, the word that's being qualified, and sahalatun is the adjective, so it agrees with it, number one, in being feminine with ta marbuta, it agrees with it in being indefinite, yani nakira with tanween, and it also agrees with it in being, in the case ending i'rab, being marfu'un with dhamma. Ahiya lugatun sahlatun? Muhammadun says, na'am. Hiya lugatun sahlatun. Yes, it is an easy language. Hamid says, wa hamzatu ma lugatuhu. And Hamza, yani, what about Hamza? Ma lugatuhu, what is his language? Here we have the connected pronoun hu, which corresponds to the personal pronoun huwa that we had in lesson 4. Ma lugatuhu, what is his language? Muhammad says, lugatuhu al-yabaniyatu wa hiya lugatun sa'batun, with sa'd and ayn, sa'batun. Lugatuhu al-yabaniya, his language is Japanese. Wa hiya, and this Japanese language, hiya, it is lugatun sa'batun, it is a difficult language. Hamid says, أين أبوك يا محمد؟ أين أبوك يا محمد؟ Where's your father, O Muhammad? Here we have the word أبو. يعني this is new for this lesson. It's from the five special Arabic nouns that when they are in idafa, it's in idafa here. Okay, أبو is the مضاف and ka is the مضاف إليه. When these words are in idafa, the sign of the i'rab is the elongation of the vowel. If they originally have dhamma, then it's elongated by waw. So we say the sign of it being marfu'un is waw because it's from the asma' al-khamsa, because it's one of the five special nouns. Originally the word is abun, but when it's in idafa, the dhamma is elongated by waw and the waw is the sign. It's a secondary sign. Remember, we always say that kasra, for example, is the primary sign of a word being majroor, and dhamma is the primary sign of a word being marfoon. So now we see, here's a secondary sign. The primary sign of a word being marfoon is dhamma. Here we see a secondary sign. For the asma al-khamsa, this is a type of word that has a secondary sign. The sign of its i'rab, instead of being dhamma, is waw. So if you were to talk about the i'rab of this word, you would say it is marfoon, but the sign of it being marfoon is not dhamma, it's waw. أين أبوك يا محمد؟ محمد answers, أبي في الكويت هو طبيب شهير. My father is in Kuwait, Al-Kuwait. He is a طبيب شهير, a famous doctor. Here we have أبي يا المتكلم, the connected pronoun for the first person singular that corresponds to أنا. يعني أبي, my father, the possessive pronoun, connected pronoun, ya al-mutakallim, the ya that represents the first person singular speaker. Abi fil Kuwaiti, my father is in Kuwait. Here we have ja al-majrur fi, followed by the noun that is majrur al-Kuwaiti, huwa tabibun shahirun. Here we have also na'at and man'ut. Tabibun is the man'ut, the word that's being qualified, and shahirun is the na'at or the sifa describing it. It's masculine like tabib, it's indefinite with tanween like tabib, and it's marfu'un with dhamma like tabib. Hamid says, wa aina ummuka, wa aina ummuka, and where is your mother? Here we have the connected pronoun, possessive pronoun ka, ummuka, and where is your mother? This ka corresponds to anta from the personal pronouns that we had in lesson 4. Muhammad says, hiya, any meaning his mother, hiya أيضا في الكويت مع أبي. هي مدرسة هناك. هي أيضا في الكويت. She is also in Kuwait. مع أبي, with my father. Again, مع is more general than عند. عند means to be with somebody in a particular place that they are known for, like in their office or at the masjid with the imam and so on. مع just means in general, with. She is in Kuwait with my father. هي مدرسة. She is a female teacher. هناك. هنا means here. هناك means there. Hamid says, أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟ أذهبت. Have you gone to Al-Kuwait, O Muhammad? This is also a new word. Further conjugation of the past tense verb. Previously we had ذهب. Now we have ذهبتَ, representing the second person masculine singular أنتَ. أذهبتَ أنتَ إلى الكويت يا محمد. Have you gone to Kuwait, O Muhammad? Muhammad answers, نعم ذهبتُ. Yes, I have gone. Here again, this is a further conjugation of the past tense verb ذهبتُ, which represents the first person singular أنا. أنا ذهبتُ. نعم ذهبتُ. Hamid says, وزميلك أين أبوه؟ And your colleague or your classmate, زميل. وزميلك أين أبوه؟ Where's his father? Again, we have the word أب. When it's in idafa, it takes an extra waw if it is marfu'un. Secondary sign of i'rab, the waw for the asma al-khamsa. When it's marfu'un. When it's majroor, it takes ya. And when it's mansub, it takes alif. Fayb, Muhammad says, where is his father? أبوه في اليابان هو تاجر كبير. أبوه في اليابان. His father is in Japan. He is a تاجر كبير, a big merchant. Here we have in this sentence, we have جاء والمجرور في الياباني, and we also have أنات المنعوت تاجر كبير. حامد says, ألك أخ يا محمد؟ ألك, do you have a brother, O Muhammad? Here we want to note that the preposition لي, when it's connected to pronouns, it becomes فتح instead of كسرة. So لي becomes لك, له, لها, لنا, and so on. Okay, but it's the preposition لي that means belonging to or for. ألك, do you have أخٌ, a brother, يا محمد؟ And also we want to make a note that لي is used for يعني عاقل as opposed to عند, which is used for غير عاقل, يعني for things. So we don't say عندك أخٌ because عند is used for غير عاقل, things. عندك كتاب, عندك قلم, عندك يعني فلوس, do you have money, and so on, like this. ألك أخٌ يا محمد؟ يا محمد, do you have a brother, O Muhammad? Muhammad says, نعم لي أخ واحد. And this واحد is also a new vocabulary word for this lesson. And we're going to see its feminine form. يعني by adding تاء مربوطة, واحد became واحدة. This is a new word for this lesson. واحد and its feminine واحدة. Muhammad says, نعم لي أخ واحد. Yes, I have one brother. Here, واحدٌ is a not describing أخ. Well, يعني it's telling us something about the أخ. It's qualifying أخ that he only has one أخ, one brother. لي أخ واحد. اسمه أسامة. His name is أسامة. And here we want to note that أسامة doesn't have تنوين. It's ممنوع من الصرف because it's a masculine proper noun that ends with تاء مربوطة. اسمه أسامة. وهو معي هنا في المدينة المنورة ومدينة النبوية. النبوية. He is with me here in المدينة. ولي أخت واحدة. And I also have a أخت واحدة. One sister. اسمها زينب. Her name is زينب. وهي في العراق مع زوجها. And she is in Iraq, مع زوجها, with her spouse, with her husband. Here we want to note that مع is a ظرف المكان, يعني adverb of place. The noun following it is مجرور, مضاف إليه مجرور. So the primary sign of being مجرور is كسرة. هي وهي في العراق. This is the جاء والمجرور في العراق. مع زوجها. This is a ظرف. And the noun that's following it is مضافاً إليه مجرور. هي في العراق مع زوجها وزوجها مهندس. And her زوج, her husband, is an engineer. I also want to note here something of importance. يعني in this sentence, وهي في العراق مع زوجها, we see two relationships. The relationship between the preposition and the object of the preposition in في العراق. And we see the relationship between مع زوجها, the ظرف, and the noun that is connected to an إضافة. And both of these words, يعني العراقي and زوجي, both of them end with كسرة, but for two different reasons. These are the two primary reasons why a word would be مجرور. Either because it's the object of a preposition, as in في العراقي, or because it is مضاف إليه, as in مع زوجها. يعني زوجها, يعني the word following a ظرف المكان, is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. زوجها, زوجها مهندس. Her husband is a مهندس. And then we turn to the end of this dialogue on the top of page 56. Hamid says, أعندك سيارة يا أخي؟ أعندك سيارة يا أخي؟ Do you have a car, O my brother? And here we want to note that عند, again, is used for things, to show possession, to have, as opposed to لي, which is used for عقل, for people, to to have a brother or a sister or a mother or a father. عندكَ سيارةٌ. And also we have the connected pronoun or the possessive pronoun كا, which corresponds to أنت. عندكَ سيارةٌ يا أخي. Do you have a car, O my brother? Muhammad says لا. ما عندي سيارةٌ. عندي دراجةٌ. حمزة عنده سيارة. Muhammad says what? لا ما عندي سيارة. I do not have a car. Here we have ما. This is new for this lesson. يعني this word, this ما is ما النافية, as opposed to the ما that we saw earlier in this dialogue. ما الاستفهامية, asking a question. ما هذا, what is this? This ما is ما of negation. It's called ما النافية. ما النافية. The ما of نفي, of negation. يعني it negates a statement. عندي سيارة, I have a car. ما عندي سيارة, I do not have a car. عندي دراجة, I have a bicycle. حمزة عنده سيارة. حمزة, he has a car. Okay, this is يعني the end of this dialogue, and I hope that inshallah, يعني all of it, if not at least most of it, يعني is clear to us in terms of the vocabulary. Just a few new vocabulary words in this lesson, but a lot of grammatical points in this lesson that are يعني new for this lesson. So I hope inshallah that it's clear, that we understood it well, that we're able to read it and write it and translate it without any great difficulty. Okay, let's go to the last two parts of this lesson number 10, that is the drills, the listening skills drill and the dictation skills drill. Okay, for listening skills, we said previously that we're going to read each sentence, question or answer twice. First time, just listen, try to comprehend it, perhaps memorize it. The second time, you're going to translate orally. This is an oral exercise. The book should be closed. There's no need to read anything here. All we're going to do is listen, and we're going to translate orally. I'm going to read each statement, each sentence, or each question twice, and you should translate orally. As far as the dictation skills, we're going to read each one three times. The first time, listen. Second time, write. Third time, try to catch what you missed. Okay, so we're going to do two exercises here. The first exercise is going to be the listening exercise, and they're going to be five sentences for listening and five sentences for dictation. First, listening exercises. Okay, so again, you don't need to open your book. All you have to do is listen and translate orally. Listen carefully. I'm going to read each sentence twice. Number one, Hamid says, أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Again, translate orally. أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Meaning, are you a new student? The answer, Muhammad says, نعم, أنا طالب جديد. نعم, أنا طالب جديد. Yes, I am a new student. Okay, number two, question and answer. The question, Muhammad says, من أين أنت? Muhammad says, أنا من الهندي. Once again, translate orally. من أين أنت? From where are you? Where are you from? أنا من الهندي. I am from India. Okay, number three, question and answer. Hamid says, ما لغتك يا محمد? Muhammad says, لغتي الأردية. Translate orally. ما لغتك يا محمد? What is your language, O Muhammad? لغتي الأردية. My language is Urdu. Number four, question and answer. Hamid says, أين أبوك يا محمد? Muhammad says, أبي في الكويت. هو طبيب شهير. Okay, translate orally. Aina abuka ya Muhammadu? Where is your father, O Muhammad? Muhammad says, Abi fil Kuwaiti. My father is in Kuwait. Huwa tabibun shahirun. He is a famous doctor. Okay, the last one, number 5. Question and answer. Hamid says, A'indaka sayyaratun ya akhi? Answer, La. Ma indi sayyaratun. Indi darrajatun. Hamzatu indahu sayyaratun. Okay, let's translate orally. A'indaka sayyaratun ya akhi? Do you have a car, O my brother? Answer, La. Ma indi sayyaratun. Meaning, No. I do not have a car. عندي دراجة. Meaning, I have a bicycle. حمزة عنده سيارة. حمزة, he has a car. نعم. Okay, so these are 5 questions and answers, and I hope, inshallah, that we're able to listen and understand what we hear and to translate orally. Okay, now we're going to do the dictation exercise. Okay, dictation. For the dictation exercise, we're also going to have 5 questions and answers. Okay, I'm going to read the question, and then I'm going to read the answer. And I want you to just listen. And then I'm going to read the question again slowly for you to write. And the answer again slowly for you to write. And then I'm going to read it a third time just to make sure you can confirm what you have written is correct or catch anything that you may have missed. All right. Again, it's going to be 5 questions and answers. Number 1. This is for dictation. First time, just listen. Second time, write. Third time, double check what you have written. Hamid says, you don't have to write the name of the speaker, just the question and the answer. Hamid says, Man anta? Muhammad says, Ana talibun bil jamiyati. Ana talibun bil jamiyati. Okay, let's write this time. Okay, I'm going to say it a little bit slower because I want you to write down what you hear. Man anta? Answer, Ana talibun. Bil jami'ati. Ana talibun. Bil jami'ati. Okay, third time. Check what you have written. Men. Anta? Answer, Ana talibun bil jami'ati. Bil jami'ati. With ayn and ta marbuta. Okay, number 2. Question and answer. Hamid says, Masmuka? And Muhammad answers, Ismi Muhammadun. Okay, let's write what we hear. Question and answer. Masmuka? Answer. Ismi Muhammadun. Okay, let's check and see if what you have written is correctly. The question, Masmuka, ma ismuka? Masmuka, answer, Ismi Muhammadun. Ismi Muhammadun. Number 3, question and answer. Mas muhu. Answer. Ismuhu Hamzatu. Ismuhu Hamzatu. Okay, let's write it this time. Question. Mas muhu. Answer. Ismuhu Hamzatu. Ismuhu Hamzatu. One more time, check what you have written. Number three. Masmuhu. Answer. Ismuhu Hamzatu, with ha as in halal and haram. Hamzatu with ta marbuta. Number four. I'm going to read it three times. The question. Adhahabta ila al-Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu? The answer. Naam, dhahabtu. Okay, let's write what we hear. The question. Adhahabta. Adhahabta ila al-Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu? Answer. Naam. Thahabtu. Okay, let's check what we have written. The question. A thahabta ila al-Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu? The answer. Naam. Thahabtu. Okay, number five, the last one. Question and answer. Wazamiluka aina abuhu? Answer. Abuhu fil yabani. Huwa tajirun kabirun. Question. Wazamiluka aina abuhu? Aina abuhu? Wazamiluka aina abuhu? Answer. Abuhu fil yabani. Abuhu fi al-Yabani. Huwa tajirun kabirun. Okay, one more time. Check what you have written. The question. Wa zamiluka, and your colleague or classmate. Aina abuhu? Aina abuhu? Where is his father? Answer. Abuhu fil yabani. Abuhu, his father is in fi al-Yabani. Huwa tajirun kabirun. He is a big merchant. He is a big merchant. Okay, this is the end of lesson 10. Somewhat lengthy lesson. And now we're going to go to lesson number 11, which doesn't have any really new grammatical points. but basically is a review lesson. It's meant to be just a review lesson. So lesson number 11 is a review lesson. It doesn't have really grammatical points that we need to spend any time with for the most part. Basically, what we need to do with this lesson is just read, okay? So as far as the vocabulary review, alhamdulillah, we already did a lengthy vocabulary review with lesson 10, and we added to it some vocabulary from lesson 4 and lesson 5. So we're going to go right into the reading and translation. Before we do the reading and translation, we're just going to mention that even though this lesson is a revision lesson, it's a review lesson, and it contains only two new words. That is the verb uhibbu, which means I love, uhibbu, anta tuhibbu, huwa yuhibbu, ana uhibbu, nahnu nuhibbu. This word came in this lesson, uhibbu, I love. And also the preposition fi with the third person, masculine and feminine singular pronouns, hu and ha. Fi with who became fihi. Okay, because who, the preposition who, when it's preceded by a kasra or ya with sukun, it becomes he. So fi hu in Arabic is going to be fihi, and third person feminine singular ha, yani hiya ha, fiha, fihi and fiha, and uhibbu, these are the words that came in this lesson. Fihi means in it, and fiha means in it, feminine. Uhibbu means I love or I like something. And also we want to note here that if you read the English key for this lesson, there's also a mention of the fact that after the verb, the object of a verb, which is called the maf'ul bi, maf'ulun bi, is in the accusative case. Okay, we haven't seen words in the accusative case before, so we just want to note here, we're going to study this in detail later, we want to note here that the object of a verb, yani the thing that is taking the action of the verb. Like if you say, I drank milk, so milk is the object of the verb. If you say, I read a book, book is the object of the verb. Okay, so the object of the verb is going to be in the accusative case. It's mansoob, and the primary sign of a word that's mansoob is fatha. However, we want to note that if that word that's mansoob, or majroor, or marfu'an, if it is connected to the connected pronoun, the possessive pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, ya al-mutakallam must always be preceded by kasra. So the vowel of showing the i'rab being a fatha or dhamma or other than that is not going to show up in words that have ya al-mutakallam attached to it. So if you say abi, ummi, akhi, any word like this, bayti, whenever it ends with ya al-mutakallam, the last vowel before ya al-mutakallam is always going to be kasra, even if that word is marfu'un and should be taken a dhamma. Even if it's mansubun and should be taken a fatha, it's going to take kasra all the time. But if we see words that are not connected to ya al-mutakallam, we're going to see the object of a verb, the maf'ulun bi, we're going to see the sign of it being mansub, which is fatha. So if you said uhibbullaha, you're going to see the fatha. Uhibbu ar-rasula, you're going to see the fatha. Uhibbu al-lughata, you're going to see the fatha. But if it ends with ya al-mutakallam, then you're not going to see the sign of its i'rab. And that's for any i'rab, whether it's marfu'un or mansub or majroor. Okay, so this lesson again is a review lesson, and basically what is intended here is to see some of the things that we've studied in the past. Okay, so we're going to go right into the lesson. Let me just double check here on the time. Time for this lesson is 3:15. Okay, so we have about a half an hour or a little less than that. Okay, so we're going to read this lesson. We're going to look at new, well, there are really no new words, just the words that we mentioned, fihi, fiha, and uhibbu. We're going to look at all the grammatical things that are contained in this lesson, or as much of it as is possible, from the earlier lessons. This is a review lesson intended to review some of the things that we had in the past. After we read it and translate it and look at some of the word relationships, then we're going to do the two drills, listening and dictation drills, from this text. Okay, so let's read top of page 61. It says, الدرس الهادية عشرة الهادية عشرة الهادية عشرة the 11th lesson. The title of this lesson is بيتي. Bayti meaning what? My house. Here we see Ya al-Mutakallam being attached to Bayt. So therefore the word Bayt has to end with Kasr because of Ya al-Mutakallam. Even though if we were to put it in a sentence, Yani Bayti, my house is big, is small, is expensive, Yani will be the Mubtada Marfu'un with Dhamma, but we won't see the Dhamma. Bayti, my house. So these lines are not numbered, so Yani I've just kind of like put numbers next to them just so I can keep track of where I'm at. Alright, so it's basically like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. Okay, sometimes the sentence may go on to the next line, but in any case, there are 9 lines. Let's read. Hada Bayti, meaning, this is my house. Here we have Mubtada and Khabar. Hada is the Mubtada, Bayt is the Khabar, and Ya is Mudaf Ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Since Ya is a pronoun, it's mabniyun, so we say it's mudaf ilayhi mabniyun in the place where it should be majrur. Hada bayti, this is my house. And likewise, hada is the mubtada, but it's an ism ishara. Ism ishara is mabniyun. So we say it's mubtada mabniyun fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Hada bayti, this is my house. Bayti amam al-masjidi. Bayti amam al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. My house is in front of the masjid. Here we have, yani bayt is the mubtada. Amama is the khabar. Yani it's a dharf al-makan. Al-masjid is mudaf ilayhi majroor. Mudaf ilayhi majroor. Ya is mudaf to bayt. So it's yani mabniyun fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Bayti amama al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. Bayti jameelun. Bayti jameelun. My house is beautiful. Bayt is the mubtada. Ya al-mutakallam is mudaf ilayhi, and jameelun is the khabar. Khabar, mubtada and khabar are always marfu'un. Jameelun is the khabar, marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Fihi hadiqatun saghiratun. Fihi, he, the pronoun he here is referring back to house. Fihi, in it, yani in my house, is hadiqatun saghiratun. A small garden. Okay, here we have a na'at and man'ut relationship. Saghiratun is a na'at or a sifat describing hadika. So it's feminine with ta marbuta. It's marfu'un with dhamma. And it is nakira, yani indefinite with tanween. Next line, line 2. Hadhihi gurfati. Hadhihi gurfati. This is my room. هذه is مبتدأ, غرفة is خبر, يا is مضاف إليه, يعني مبني في محل جر, in the place where it should be مجرور. فيها, يعني ها is referring back to غرفة, my room. هذه غرفتي, this is my room. فيها, in it, نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. Yani in it, in my room, is a nafidhatun kabiratun, a big window. Wa mirwahatun jamilatun, and a beautiful fan. Here we have na'at and man'ut. Kabiratun is a na'at describing nafidha, and jamilatun is a na'at describing mirwaha, and both of them are feminine, both of them are marfu'un, and both of them are indefinite with tanween. Hadha sariri. وَهَذَا كُرْسِيِّ وَهَذَا مَكْتَبِي هَذَا سَرِيرِي. This is my bed. وَهَذَا كُرْسِيِّ, and this is my chair. وَهَذَا مَكْتَبِي, and this is my desk or table. Continuing, we're on line 3. سَاعَتِي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتب. ساعتي, my watch, وقلمي, my pen, وكتابي, and my book, على المكتب, are on the desk or the table. All of these words are connected to the first person singular pronoun, possessive pronoun, يا المتكلم. My watch, my pen, my book, على المكتب. This is حرف جاء and اسم مجرور. جاء المجرور. على المكتب. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. And my حقيبة, my bag or briefcase, is underneath the desk or table. Here we have تحت is a ظرف المكان, adverb of place, and the noun after it is always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. So you see تحت المكتب. المكتب has كسرة, it's مجرور because it's مضاف إليه مجرور, underneath the desk or the table. نافذة with a single vowel. غرفتي مفتوحة. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. The window of my room is open. Here we want to note that this is an idafa construction. The window of my room. And remember that نافذة being مضاف can never take alif lam or tanween. That's from the rules of idafa, that the مضاف never takes alif lam or tanween. The window of my room is مفتوحةٌ, open. يعني open is describing window. Window is يعني feminine, so مفتوحةٌ is also feminine. It's a khabar giving us information about نافذة. نافذة is the مبتدأ. غرفة is, I'm sorry, مفتوحةٌ is the not describing غرفة. نافذةٌ is the مبتدأ, مرفوعٌ with ضمة. غرفة is the khabar. يا المتكلم is مضاف إليه. مفتوحة is a not, a sifa describing غرفة. غرفة is feminine, مفتوحة is feminine. Both of them are مرفون, both of them are يعني نعم. The next line, line number 5. هذه غرفة أخي. هذه غرفة أخي. اللهم استعان. Let me go back to line 4 after تحت المكتب. نعم. Okay, let's go back a little bit here because I explained this incorrectly. Let me just correct what I said here. نافذة is the مبتدأ and غرفة is مضاف إليه and يا المتكلم is مضاف إلى غرفة and مفتوحة is actually the خبر. I think that's what I said the first time and then I changed it. Okay, so let me just correct that. نافذة is the مبتدأ, غرفة is مضاف إليه. And ya is مضاف إلى غرفة. And مفتوحة is the خبر. يعني مرفوع with ضمة. نعم. نعم. Okay. After this, line 5. هذه غرفة أخي. This is the room of my brother. This is the room of my brother. And هذه is مبتدأ. غرفة is the خبر. And أخي, أخ, is مضاف إليه. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is the room of my sister. يعني تلك is مبتدأ, غرفة is خبر, and أخت is مضاف إليه. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. يعني the room of my brother is big and the room of my sister is small. غرفة أخي كبيرة. غرفة is مبتدأ. أخ is خبر. I mean is مضاف إليه. And يا is مضاف إلى أخ. And كبيرة is the خبر. marfu'un with dhamma. Waw al-'atf joins the first sentence to the next one. Ghurfatu ukhti saghiratun. Ghurfatu is the mubtada. Ukht is the khabar. Ya is mudaf to ukht. I don't know why I keep saying that. Ghurfatu is the mubtada. Ukht is mudaf ilayhi. Is mudaf ilayhi. And ya is mudaf ila ukht. And saghiratun is the khabar. Saghiratun is the khabar. We're still on line 6. Ghurfatu akhi amama ghurfati. Wa ghurfatu ukhti amama al-matbakhi. Yani the room of my brother, ghurfatu akhi amama ghurfati, is in front of my room. Wa ghurfatu ukhti, in the room of my sister, amama al-matbakhi, is in front of the kitchen. Again, ghurfatu akhi. Ghurfatu is the mubtada, and akh is mudaf ilayhi, and ya is mudaf ila, yani connected pronoun is mudaf ila akh, and amama is the khabar, and ghurfa is mudaf ilayhi to amama, and ya is mudaf to ghurfa. So ghurfatu akhi amama, the room of my brother is in front, that's the khabar, is in front of my room, mudaf ilayhi. Wa ghurfatu ukhti, ghurfatu, yani waw al-atif is joining the first sentence to the second sentence. Ghurfatu ukhti, the room of my sister. Ghurfatu is the mubtada, ukht is the khabar, amama the dharf al-makan is the khabar, and al-matbakh is mudaf ilayhi majrur. Line 7, li akhun wahidun ismuhu Usama. Li akhun wahidun. I have one brother. Ismuhu Usama. His name is Usama. Wa li ukhtun wahidatun. Ismuha Su'adu. Wa li ukhtun wahidatun. And I have one sister. Ismuha Su'adu. Her name is Su'ad. Here we want to just note that li is, yani, the preposition li, meaning I have, akhun is used for people, akil. I have a brother, and wahid is a not describing the brother. Ismuhu, his name is Usama. Yani ism is a mubtada here, and who is mudaf ilayhi, Usama is a khabar. Wali ukhtun wahidatun, the same thing. Yani I have one sister, wahidatun is a not describing ukht. Ukht is feminine, so wahidatun is feminine. Both of them are marfoon, both of them are indefinite with tanween. اسمها سعاد. Her name is سعاد. Line number 8. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. أبي وأمي, my father and my mother, are in تلك الغرفة, that room الكبيرة, that big room. Okay, here we have نعت المنعوت الغرفة الكبيرة في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. Here we have, and first we have a Badal construction, the ism ishara تلك and الغرفة followed by a noun with alif lam. So تلك is the object of the preposition في, but it's مبنيون, so it's in the place where it should be مجرور. الغرفة is the Badal for تلك, so it has to be مجرور, because it's Badal for تلك, which is the object of the preposition في, and كبيرة is a not describing الغرفة, so it's also majroor with kasra. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al-ghurfati al-kabirati. My mother and my father and my mother are in that big room. And the last line, number 9, ana uhibbu abi wa ummi wa uhibbu akhi wa ukhti. I love my father and my mother, and I love my brother and my sister. Okay, again, uhibbu is a verb. The object of the verb is mansub, but here because ab and and akh and ukh, all of them have connected to them ya al-mutakallam, so we don't see the vowel changing to fatha to indicate that it's mansub, but that's particularly to words that are connected in idafa to ya al-mutakallam. If not for that, then we would see that the object of the preposition uhibbu ab, yani we will see that it would be mansub, and would be mansub, and Akh and Ukht, all of those would be Mansub. Okay, that's the end of our reading. Let's quickly go to the exercises, listening skills exercise and dictation skills exercise. Yeah, okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay, we just have a few minutes remaining. Let's see if we can do these exercises. The first exercise, listening exercise, it's going to be like what we normally do. We're going to read it twice. You're just going to translate orally. Okay? And then the next exercise, dictation, we're going to read it three times, and you're going to write what you hear. You don't need to look at the book here. And you can close the book and just try to write on your pad. And there will be five sentences each, five sentences for listening and five sentences for dictation. Okay, the first for listening exercise, you don't need to write anything, you don't need to read anything, you just listen and translate orally. I'm going to read the sentence twice. Number one, for listening exercise. Hada bayti. Bayti amam al-masjidi. Bayti jamilun. Fihi hadikatun saghiratun. Okay, translate orally. Hada bayti. This is my house. Bayti amam al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. Bayti jamilun. My house is beautiful. Fihi hadikatun saghiratun. In it is a small garden. Okay, number two. Oral translation. We're going to read each one twice. Sa'ati wa qalami wa kitabi ala al-maktabi. Wa haqibati tahta al-maktabi. Translate orally. Sa'ati wa qalami wa kitabi ala al-maktabi. My watch and my pen and my book are on the table or the desk. Wa haqibati tahta al-maktabi. And my briefcase or bag is underneath the table or the desk. Number three, oral translation. هذه غرفة أخي وتلك غرفة أختي. Translate. هذه غرفة أخي. This is the room of my brother. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is the room of my sister. غرفتي غرفة أخي أمام أمام غرفتي. Yani we just read number three, right? That was the third sentence. هذه غرفة أخي. This is the room of my brother. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is the room of my sister. Okay, again, this is an oral listening exercise. You don't need to read the book. You don't need to write anything. All you have to do is listen and translate orally. This is the room of my brother, and that is the room of my sister. Okay, sentence number four. Listen. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. One more time. Translate. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي. The room of my brother is in front of my room. وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. And the room of my sister is in front of the kitchen. The last line, listening exercise for oral translation. You don't have to read, you don't have to write, you just listen and translate orally. I'll read it twice. أنا أحب أبي وأمي وأحب أخي وأختي. Translate orally. أنا أحب أبي وأمي. I love my father and my mother. وأحب أخي وأختي. And I love my brother and my sister. Okay, the last exercise we're going to do is dictation exercise. Again, you don't need to look at your book. Close the book. Just listen up. Write from 1 through 5. There will be 5 sentences to write. Okay, we're going to read each sentence 3 times. The first time I read it, listen. Try to comprehend what you hear. Try to memorize some of it. And the second time, we're going to read slowly so that you can write what you hear. The third time, we'll read so that you can confirm that you have written it correctly or catch any words that you may have missed. 5 sentences. The first time, just listen. Second time, we're going to read it slowly and try to write it. Again, close the book and just listen up. And if you can't write, if you're not able to do dictation at this point, then no harm to look at the book, but we want you to try to practice writing. You can look at the book later on and listen to the audio recording and try to practice on your own time. But for now, try as best you can to write what you hear. Sentence number 1. This is for dictation. Number 1. هذه غرفتي فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. Okay, let's write. هذه غرفتي. فيها نافذة. فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. Okay, let's try to, I don't know if that was the second or the third reading. Okay, let's read it one more time. هذه, yep, we should be writing, or we should have already written. هذه غرفتي. غرفتي. هذه غرفتي. This is my room. فيها, in it, نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. I'm going to give it to you one more time, because I wasn't sure if I read it twice or 3 times. هذه غرفتي فيها نافذة كبيرة ومروحة جميلة. Okay, second sentence. We're going to read each one 3 times. This is a short sentence here. This should be a little bit easier. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. Let's write it. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. Okay, let's read it again. Try to catch any word that you may have missed. نافذتو. نافذتو. Without تنوين. غرفتي. With ياء المتكلم on the end. مفتوحة. نافذتو. غرفتي مفتوحة. Okay, let's go to the next sentence. Number 3. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. Let's write it down. Second time we're reading. Let's write this time. غرفة أخي again. غرفة أخي كبيرة وغرفة أختي صغيرة. Okay, one more time. Let's try to listen carefully and catch any words that you miss and confirm that you have written it correctly. Ghurfatu akhi kabiratun wa ghurfatu ukhti saghiratun. Okay, sentence number 4. This one should be a little bit easier, a little bit shorter than the previous two. Li akhun wahidun ismuhu Usamatu. Let's write. Li akhun wahidun. Li akhun wahidun. Ismuhu Usamatu. Ismuhu Usamatu. Third time. Let's read it once more. Check that what you have written is correct, and maybe to catch any words that you may have missed. Li akhun wahidun ismuhu Usamatu. Okay, in the last sentence, first time, listen up. Abi wa ummi, with shadda on the meme, fi tilka al ghurfati al kabirati. Okay, let's try to write it. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al ghurfati al kabirati. One more time. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al ghurfati al kabirati. Abi wa ummi fi tilka al ghurfati al kabirati. Okay, I know that some of these sentences may be a little challenging, but yani, the point is, as we go along and we practice, then we want to make the sentences, the exercises, a little more challenging so that we, yani, work a little bit harder. And as we get more experience in listening and comprehending what we hear, it should become a little bit more easier for us to write also what we hear. But writing, obviously, is going to be a little more challenging because it requires, number one, to listen and comprehend what you hear and then to write it, as opposed to just listening and oral translation. Now you have to listen and you also have to write. But one of the things that helps with this is practice. Practicing writing out the lesson. Yani, for homework, we read, we look for the meanings of the words, we examine and analyze the grammatical relationships, word relationships, and we also write the lesson out. And the purpose of writing the lesson out is to get practice in writing skills and also, yani, becoming familiar with writing these words. Because if you write a word over and over and over again, it will be easy for you to write it after some time. But if you never wrote the word before the first time you write it, you might find some difficulty. So writing out the lessons, yani, the selected text that we're gonna be reading for comprehension, and we're gonna be listening to improve our listening skills, and we're going to be writing to improve our dictation skills. Writing out that lesson, reading it, writing it, translating it, all of that is in preparation, yani, for being able to understand what you hear and being able to write, yani, what you hear as well. All right, so this is the end of lesson number 11. We still have a few moments remaining, but Okay, so I'm not normally looking at the screen. I don't know what the problem is with the sound. But perhaps, and it's obviously something from the Mixlr site, because we haven't had this kind of problem before, at least to this extent. So everybody bear with us. Perhaps what I'll try to do is make the recording available as soon as possible on our website. And hopefully our original recording will not have the sound problem. You can go over the lesson, inshallah, from the recording and try to pick up whatever you may have missed today. I am really concerned about any problems that people have with the sound today. In any case, sometimes we don't have any control over these things. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَافَىٰ. Everything is by the decree of Allah, and whatever He wills, He does. So, inshallah, we do have a recording. Inshallah, our recording will be clean, بِإِذْنِ ta'ala, and we'll try to post it on the website as soon as possible, so that anybody can go to our website, islamlecture.com, and listen to the recording from there. We're going to stop here, inshallah, and I'll just remind myself and each one of us that that we are rapidly approaching the end of Ramadan, and these days are going to speedily pass us by. So let us try to make every effort to be conscious of these important days and important nights, and try to utilize them to the best of our ability to do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do them in accordance with the sunnah, to try as best we can to know what is the sunnah way of doing things, and to do it according to the sunnah, to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, so that we can have a good expectation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant myself and each one of you success in these days and in these nights that remain in the month of Ramadan, to do the things that are pleasing to Him, to do them in the way that is pleasing to Him, to do them for His sake alone, that He record, that He recognize, record, and reward these deeds, that He forgive us our shortcomings, and that He keep us firm until, upon the straight path, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.